there. Welcome to the Pygmy Goats Australia podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Wrighton, and I'm so glad you're here. Whether you're a seasoned breeder or just starting out, if you love pygmy goats, you're in the right place. In the show, we'll explore everything pygmy goat related, chatting with breeders, enthusiasts, and industry experts who'll share stories, tips, tricks, gems of wisdom, and fresh ideas for the future of the breed here in Australia. But first, as much as I don't like talking about myself, I've been told you might like to know a little bit about me and why I started this podcast. I've been a professional pet and livestock photographer for over 20 years, covering all disciplines of horse and dog sports and breed shows, along with sheep and cattle at local ag shows, and commercial work for local government and businesses, including an international saddlery brand and one of Australia's leading exporter of dairy goats, sheep and other livestock. More recently, I opened the Three Row Ponies Pet Photography Studio on our farm and offer a one-of-a-kind, best-of-both-worlds photography experience that caters to pets and animals of all shapes and sizes. Animals have been a part of my life from the day I was born, so I guess it was inevitable that I ended up in a career with them. Growing up, horses and weekends in the country were a big part of my childhood, and I grew up a country kid stuck in suburban Perth, always dreaming of living on a farm surrounded by animals. That connection to the land stayed with me all my life until finally in 2009 the dream came true when my husband Greg and I moved our family to a 45-acre farm in Boyot Brook, which is in the southwest corner of Western Australia. Inspired by the beautiful wedge-tail eagles and kookaburras that also call our property home, we named our farm Eagleburra, which is now also our pygmy goat stud name. Not long after moving here with our horses and assorted other animals, we added our first sheep. Greg flat out refused to allow goats or alpacas to step foot on the property, but I'd been told Dorpers were more like goats than sheep, so I thought they were a reasonable compromise for the time being. I have fond memories of hand milking my grandmother's house cow as a kid and desperately wanted fresh milk and cheese. So next we added some Dexter cows and later a Jersey, and I set out to learn all I could about raising and training house cows. And let me tell you, training unhandled adult cows to be friendly, willing milk cows is really, really hard and definitely not recommended. Back then, there was hardly any Australian information on training house cows, so I turned to American websites for help. And as fate would have it, that's where I fell in love with pygmy goats years before they were even brought to Australia. Those first few years with cows and sheep were a massive learning curve and gave us a hands-on crash course in ruminant husbandry and midwifery that has made the move to goats so much easier. This is a lesson in never giving up on the things you want, because it took 15 years of me rabbiting on about goats until last year I finally convinced Greg to go with me to see my friend's second generation pygmy goat kids. One visit to Jodie at Woodeen Park in Bridgetown was all it took. Greg was as hooked as I am, and so began our adventure into the world of pygmy goats with the addition of our first mid-percentage pygmy goats, Drover and Dusty. Initially, we also considered adding a few Nigerians, purely because I still miss the whole hand-milking thing, but we both just loved the pygmy breed so much we decided we didn't want to split our focus for what we want to achieve over the coming years, and we quickly committed ourselves heart and soul to the pygmy goat breed. Over the past year, we've worked to build our foundation herd, bringing together does ranging from 43% to 83%, as well as our beautiful purebred buck, Plumbago Presley. We plan to develop our own lines, breeding to the US breed standard, while focusing on soundness, temperament and longevity. And we've just had our very first Eagleburra kid born, a lovely black agouti doe. Back in August, we were both fortunate to train under Carol Heppner and Kelly Culp from the USA, and I earned my MPG AA judge's license. That experience was invaluable, giving us both a deeper understanding of the breed standard and the qualities, type and characteristics to aim for in our breeding program. After showing dogs and horses for years, I thoroughly enjoyed being on the other side of the ring, learning to judge, and I'm really looking forward to showing our pygmy goats in the ring myself in the future. Like many others, we found that starting out with pygmy goats, or goats in general, is not without its challenges. From conflicting information on feed and toxic plants, the lack of goat-specific veterinary knowledge, and with a lot of the American goat care information available not always relevant to us here in Australia, it's certainly been a steep learning curve. To make things even more complicated for new breeders keen to do the right thing with developing and improving the breed, there are currently four separate associations that register pygmy goats in Australia. A big downside of this is that there isn't a single herd book register for all pygmy goats to research pedigrees and genetics. The upside, of course, is that there really is an association to suit everyone's individual needs, and like many other breeders, we found it really beneficial to be members of more than one association for the different benefits they provide. Unfortunately, there's also politics involved, and that can get in the way of sharing valuable knowledge and obscure the things that are in the best interest of the breed. Personally, I'm not a fan of politics of any type and feel the best way to move forward is with a united community of breeders from all associations working together to prioritise the well-being and future of the breed above all else. Luckily, there are many dedicated breeders in Australia in each association, some of whom I've had the pleasure of speaking to about their pygmy goats. These breeders have been incredibly generous in sharing their wealth of knowledge and experience, and their insights have been a valuable part of my journey so far. And that's basically why I started this podcast, to build a community of pygmy goat lovers from all associations who want to learn together and share their knowledge and experiences to help each other succeed in our journeys with our beautiful little goats. Very occasionally you might hear me solo like today, and I will apologise in advance for any animal or farm noises you may hear in the background, but most episodes will feature conversations with amazing guests, both Australian and international breeders, enthusiasts, vets and other industry experts who are passionate about pygmy goats and willing to share their knowledge and experiences to help you with your own journey. Whether you're just starting out or have been involved with pygmy goats for a while, I hope the Pygmy Goats Australia podcast will be a valuable resource and that you enjoy these conversations and stories as we learn together and share the love of these unique little goats. And if you would like to be a guest on the show, please fill in the form on the website pygmygoatsaustralia.com. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Pygmy Goats Australia podcast, sponsored by Eagleborough Pygmy Goat Stud and Three Red Ponies Pet Photography Studio. If you know someone who would enjoy the podcast, please share it on your favourite podcast app or social media. Each share helps us reach more pygmy goat lovers just like you. Thanks again for tuning in, and until next time, have fun with your goaties.